You're listening to SBS News.
Human remains, aircraft debris and personal belongings have been retrieved from the Java Sea after a Boeing jet operated by an Indonesian budget airline crashed minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, killing all 189 people on board. Distraught family members.
That was how SBS News reported the crash of a Boeing 737 MAX flown by Indonesia's Lion Air at the end of October 2018. 5 months later, regulators around the world grounded the MAX in March 2019 after the crash of another Boeing 737 MAX, this time an Ethiopian Airlines jet. Now, the US Federal Aviation Administration chief Stephen Dixon has signed an order rescinding the grounding. US Airlines will be able to fly the MAX once Boeing updates critical software and computers on each plane and pilots receive training on flight simulators.
I'm very proud of the work that the FAA team has done on this airplane. I'm 100% confident. It's the most scrutinized transport airplane in history, and it's ready to go. So less than an hour ago, I rescinded the grounding order that had been put in place in March of last year. We've got this is not the end of this safety journey. There's a lot of work that the airlines and the FAA and Boeing will have to do in the coming weeks and months. But we are entering a new phase with respect to the 737 MAX.
The move follows exhaustive congressional hearings on the crashes that led to criticism of the FAA for lax oversight. Boeing was criticized for rushing to implement a new software system that put profits over safety and ultimately led to the firing of its CEO. Investigators focused on anti-stall software that Boeing had devised to counter the plane's tendency to tilt nose up because of the size and placement of the engines. That software pushed the nose down repeatedly on both planes that crashed, overcoming the pilot's struggle to regain control. Mr. Dixon says the changes will make it impossible for the aircraft to have the same kind of accident in the future.
I can tell you that I am 100% confident in the actions that we have taken. The design changes that have been put in place with the 737 MAX, and I would put my own family on it.
But the parents of Samyo Sturmo, a young woman who died last year in the Ethiopian Airlines crash, say air travelers should avoid flying on the Boeing 737 MAX 8, even though the FAA has cleared the plane for flight. Nadia Milleron says they haven't done enough to fix the problems.
They fixed the software, but not the sensors which send data to the software. So that those sensors are prone to failure. And when they give the wrong information, then the software will shut off and allow the plane to fly. But then the plane will be aerodynamically unstable. So they're asking the pilot to fly the plane in an emergency when the software is off and it's unstable. So that is a crazy plan.
Samyo's father, Max Sturmo, has a blunt message.
Avoid the MAX. Don't fly on it. If you see the equipment that you're going to be flying on is this Boeing 737 MAX 8, change your booking, fly another plane.
American Airlines is the only U.S. business to put the MAX in its schedule so far, starting with one round trip daily between New York and Miami beginning on December the 29th. United expects to start using the plane early next year, while Southwest said its MAX jets won't fly before the second quarter of 2021. Some consumer groups are urging airlines to fully disclose when MAX flights are planned. Alan Lee, SBS News.